Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of January, 2022. It's Friday morning, and a lot of people are starting to wake up to the fact that this pandemic and the vaccination was orchestrated by Satan himself, and that the goals of the elite people like Bill Gates and Fauci and Biden and the international banking community and Rome for depopulation of the earth, part of their goal was met because literally thousands and thousands of people have died as a result of it. And so anytime they want to orchestrate another event, you know, Satan will be obliged to be the instigator of it. Don't ever get in your mind that it's all over with just because they're relaxing things a little bit. You know, it's kind of like the old turtle, you know. The turtle just keeps plodding along, and pretty soon he's finished first. Well, but we know that Christ is finished before the turtle, before Satan. Christ has already proclaimed the victory, you know. And so we have the victory through Christ. And as the Apostle Paul said, "O death, where is thy sting? So I came and talked. "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" Okay. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, some people think that they have everything figured out. You know, they think they have everything figured out theologically, eschatologically. They have their charts and their graphs. They can tell you exactly where we're at in terms of time. And they can also tell you, it's almost as if they're playing God, the way they come across. Well, we're not. One of the things that God hates is pride, you know. You know, "Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Malachi 3:15. "Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven, are an abomination unto him. A proud look, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Psalm 139:23, Philippians 1:2-3, and Matthew 5:5. Well, I remember one time going to a sales meeting of a company, and there was this fellow there speaking. And I don't think I've ever met anyone. Actually, I guess I was listening to him on an audio tape, is what it was. And I have never heard anyone so proud in my life. I mean, it's like, wow, you know, how can anyone get up in front of an audience and say the things that this person said about himself? You know, it's hard to believe. You know, it's kind of like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a very proud man. Remember all the things he would say when he would get up in front of all these 20, 30,000 people? Look at all the things I've done for this country. Look what we've accomplished. You know, as if he had the power to do anything. And there's been other people that have had that kind of spirit. I remember when Barack Obama did his speech, you know, his inauguration speech. Man, I thought, man, this guy has got to be one of the most proud people I've ever heard in my life. You know, him and Donald Trump are basically equal as far as their pride is concerned. And how do these people get so proud? Hillary Clinton's another one. And Bill Clinton, her husband. How they come across. Like, do you know who I am? You know? Wow. Remember George Bush Sr., how he talked about it was a time for the New World Order. As if he was he was going to bring in the New World Order. And there's been others down through history that have been very proudful. You know, one of Richard Nixon's favorite sayings was, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. He made one thing perfectly clear. He was a liar and a cheat. And there's been others. But God hates pride. It's an abomination, according to the Bible. It's an abomination to him. Just about the time a person thinks they have all the answers, look out. God has a way of bringing them down, doesn't he? He brought down Nixon. And Clinton didn't do too good there at the last, did he? I mean, you know. And Hillary, she didn't do too hot. Trump didn't do too hot there at the last himself, did he? He kind of got, and you know, Biden, you know, I'm not making fun of Biden, but you know, I mean, he's working with Alzheimer's from the White House. He's got Alzheimer's and he can't even remember what day it is or where he's at or what state he's in or city he's in. Well, anyway, I hope. You know, I can't imagine ending up with the cackling Kamala Harris. That's what I call her, the cackling Kamala Harris. She wants to laugh herself to the white. She's laughed herself and had sex with people to get her to where she's at right now, to get to the top. Everybody knows it. You say, well, why are you bringing all that? Well, God hates pride. God hates sexual immorality. God hates these scoffers that scoff at his word. So let us remember that God has won the victory and we rely only on him for our sustenance and our help on a daily basis. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God.